This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're having fun as we always do every day, talking to entrepreneurs. Glad to see Alex Cooper back in the chair. He was out last week, down with the flu, but you know, look at him today, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know, flanking me like my other wingman, Chris Sirtu, doing his job. And our next guest is Michael Gwigley, correct?
You got it.
Michael Gwigley of Cloud Connect. Well, tell us about Cloud Connect. Everybody's talking about the cloud.
I mean, cloud's certainly a very big big industry, and cloud obviously means a lot of different things depending on, you know, what area of the cloud you work in or specialize in. What Cloud Connect is it's a platform that basically enables businesses and software companies to run traditional Windows and Linux applications in the cloud. And basically they're able to do that without altering or editing their software or any of the source code. So it's a very easy, cost-effective, inexpensive way to get traditional apps that might have been developed over decades and that are used by a wide range of well-established businesses to basically bring the benefit of the cloud to those businesses.
Wow. So you started the business in 2009.
Yeah, 2009, 2010. So, you know, originally I was a mechanical engineer in college, but I did study computer programming and also minored in math. After college, I actually went and worked in a family business and mostly focused on the IT side.
Your family business or someone else's?
It was my father's business.
Okay.
Yeah, that actually was started by my grandfather. They're going on 50 years now, 51 years. And, you know, it's a construction company, and I was never really interested in the construction side of things, and I wasn't really passionate about that subject matter, but obviously being a big family business, you can probably find something that you enjoy doing within it. And I really gravitated towards the IT and the IT side of things. You know, long story short, what happened was one day came into the office and the server was making all kinds of funny noises and beeping and things. And one thing led to another and led to basically a whole redesign of how they did things and how they did their business. And that architecture evolved into this platform, which is now serving businesses throughout the country.
Wow. So you've spun it off from your family business, or are they involved with you?
They are, yeah, it's more of a spinoff, I would say, from it.
But are they shareholders?
generally, I don't comment on ownership, but no, they're not shareholders.
Family right involvement,
yeah, that's what I meant. We are privately owned at this point, and we're largely employee owned.
That's great.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of a typical client and a type of engagement they would have with you.
Sure. So we actually don't engage directly with the end user organizations. You know, it's a very high-tech stack, high-tech business. And as most people know, technology is sold to companies through IT consultants, managed services providers, or even through software vendors, independent software vendors that control maybe the vertical for an application or, you know, an ERP or an LOB app in their business. So basically, what we've done is developed a channel of IT partners and resellers that we market through. It's been very, very successful in getting to the types of end user organizations that we feel the platform is the best fit for. So it's really great for organizations that need good data security, good uptime, good reliability. Generally, we see a lot with professional services firms, lawyers, accountants, doctor's offices, medical billing. Additionally, we're starting to see more engineering and graphics-based industries as well start to come on board as the technology improves to serve those verticals as well.
Now, I'm not an engineer, so I'm apologizing because I'm probably missing something. It could
sure
be the time of day. But so I have a professional service firm. I have a consulting firm since 1985.
Yep.
Have an office, have staff.
Yes.
How would we utilize your product?
In
what way would it benefit me?
So it would benefit you. I mean, the traditional promise of the cloud is it eliminates the need for any sort of on-premise IT infrastructure.
Right.
And then the other benefit of it is, or the other promise, I should say, is it should give you a unified user experience across all devices, whether you're at home, on